Getting back to poor old George, had the reason for his flight. He was an architect, and still is in this town. But he was going to fly to a little town south. Well, it'd be south and west of Juarez,
mm-hmm.
and I'll think of the name of it in a minute. But at any rate, that's irrelevant. But at any rate, they were having a. There's a lot of archaeological digs down there, and this and the other, which they thought was great for a bunch of architects to go down there. And,
mm-hmm.
and so anyway, he was presenting the program. He had to have his projector and everything to put in the plane, and he took his wife and his son as the passengers. And so anyway, he worked until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
He ran out there because it's on just about an hour's flight, that's about it, and that little airplane. Had good performance on that little plane, by the way. But at any rate, again, with all of the turmoil of having to work and this, that, and the other, and things on his mind, and getting everything in there for the program,
mm-hmm.
and then all this passing off from the ground control to the departure control to the all of the different things there, and then getting into Juarez control. But he'd climbed too high, and he had to lose a lot of altitude. So he pulled the throttles back,
mm-hmm.
at which time the horns went off. But he would have lost altitude a lot more if he thought of it a little more, and he puts your wheels down, it helps you go down faster. But he didn't do that. And so anyway, at that day we had a terrible west wind, and the runway in Juarez is north and south, the main runway.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was going in on that. And of course, the wind tends to make you drift off of your runway, so you
mm-hmm.
had to be very aware of that. But it's one thing about a twin engine, you can control much better than you can in a single engine.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, he was very concerned with that and not drifting off and everything like that, so that when he hit the runway, as he said, the horn was blowing all the way, that he hit and he bounced, and the wind picked him up, laid him right over on a sand dune.
Oh, how lucky.
Nobody got a scratch. And of course, see, the speed was down too.
Yeah, I'm sure that he was going very slow when he landed.
Well, I mean,
that
the speed
plane.
Was down too because of the wind.
Oh, huh.
In other words, it wasn't a headwind, but it was more of a crosswind, but by the same token, it slowed him down considerably
uh-huh.
there too. But at any rate, that kind of ended that trip. But they had to lose the plane for a few months there while they, in other words, any time you have a sudden stoppage of your engines, that they have to check and make sure that nothing happened, even
mm-hmm.
though they were just idling going down. But if it'd been more power in there, it could have broken something. But fortunately, it didn't, but we still had to go in and check. It was quite
mm-hmm.
expensive. But it was insured.
That's good.
Mostly.
That helps.
Well, they cost him some money, too, but had pretty good deductible. But
can you tell me something about the rooms in your house, like what kind of house this is? And
I tell you what, at that time I could turn you over to Irene. Let her.
What is it?
She wants to know about the house.
Well, I'd like to know. Well, I'd like to know in your words, just general things, you know.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna
Your father, in relation to your mother, he was her.
Her what?
Well, your father. What was the relationship between them? I mean, she was his wife. He was her
husband.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
A preacher preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. And we pray to